In India, a group of women in a provincial city has beaten a man to death inside a courthouse. They said he was terrorizing them. And far from being contrite, the women say the same punishment will be meted out to anyone else who preys on them. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the women's cause has been taken up by local lawyers and women's rights activists who are trying to end the widespread oppression of women.
For most of India's women, life has always been harsh, but nowhere more so than in this slum in Nagpur, a city of more than 2 million people in central India. For a decade, they were, by all accounts, ruthlessly preyed on by a local gangster called Aku Yadav. They complain of rape and extortion, of theft and murder. Usha Narayan is a resident.
He's attacked my place about 4 times. This is something that you will not even see in Hindi cinema, the kind of thing that used to happen, the way he used to terrorize us. It's absolutely unprecedented.
Last week, the women finally snapped. India's no stranger to mob violence, but for a man to be lynched by women whilst being held in police custody inside a court complex awaiting trial is highly unusual. But on Friday, Yadav was attacked by a crowd which smashed down a door and bludgeoned him to death using stones, sticks and chili powder which they threw in his face. 5 women were arrested soon afterwards. Yadav, who was in his 30s, was facing 24 criminal charges, including murder. And yet the slum women say they were sure that he would be released, as he's always gone unpunished before. Pinky Ishwar Adakni.
This man raped 4 unmarried women. Once they've been raped, they've lost their dignity and it's not going to come back. Do you think anyone will respect them after this? Or that any man will marry them after this? No man will. What are these women to do?
India is a patriarchal society. Rape victims are ostracized. Uneducated women rarely speak out. The women of the slum that lived in fear of Yadav are Dalits, the poorest of the poor, formerly known as untouchables. Many earn less than 50 cents a day, working as servants. Yet, standing amid the slum's narrow, muddy lanes and crumbling brick hovels, they talk freely. Undeterred by the cops watching from only a few yards away, they lambast the police and judiciary for letting them down. Although vague about who played exactly what role in the lynching, this woman says the killing was planned well in advance.
About 4 or 5 days before that fateful Friday, we had already decided that this is what we were going to do with him.
Did she take part?
How? Yes.
None of the slum women expresses regrets about what happened. Quite the opposite. Egged on by a local TV reporter, they say they're willing to be collectively punished for his death. We're all together, they chant. At the offices of the city's police chief, a delegation of activists crowd through the door. They're eager to present the chief with a petition supporting the women. He declined to record an interview with NPR, but said the law was clear. The lynching, in which he said men were also involved, was murder, pure and simple. That apparently inescapable fact has not deterred the slum women and their supporters. These include an activist and local communist leader who refers to herself only as Comrade Chandra. She says this is a seminal moment in the fight by Indian women against chronic abuse.
Since last 5 to 10 years, the exploitation of women, especially molestation, rape and crime against women, domestic violence against women has increased to such an extent that now the women has come forward.
As she fends off questions from Indian reporters who suggest she's justifying murder, Comrade Chandra insists the lynching was an act of necessity. This argument may sound far-fetched, but she's not the only champion of the women's cause. More than 100 lawyers from Nagpur are offering free legal aid to the 5 women arrested after the lynching. India's influential National Women's Commission has taken up the issue. Its chairperson, Poornima Advani, blames the police for failing to protect the slum women. She argues Indian law gives victims the right to kill in self-defence if they face rape or murder. Yadav was lynched in police custody, awaiting trial, but she says this self-defence argument should now apply.
I want the courts to look upon this in the spirit of the act rather than on the strict letter of law. I would exempt the woman for what has happened, and this is the total result of the inefficiency of the police to protect the woman.
The women from the slum agree. They say without judicial reforms, it'll happen again. Resident Usha Narayan.
When a court case can take as much as 10 to 15 years to get resolved, this is exactly what is going to happen in the future in India. And the Indian woman is not shackled anymore. And this is what is going to be happening more and more in the future if this is how people are just allowed to run amok.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.